Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So our fictional kingdoms are being besieged by a rabble of, well, not mindless orcs, but unfortunately leftist activists. It's no secret that in the last few years, all of our fiction, our favourite comic properties, etc., have been used as vehicles of ideological possession. So, before we start discussing exactly what we've got to look forward to on the horizon, if you'd like to sign up to lotuseasers.com, you can see John Wheatley and I discussing some half-decent fiction, the accidental genius of literal leftist but brilliant sci-fi writer Ursula K. Le Guin, and I recommend reading The Laugh of Heaven if you haven't. And I know John's already going to complain at me how I mispronounced that. Apparently it's Laith, but I'm not posh enough. So if we go first over to the thing that we're all looking forward to, it's The Rings of Power and school shooter Sauron himself depicted, which I don't understand how they came up with this design personally, but
I'm glad they did. There's a part of me that wants them to make it as bad as it could be.
Well, it's going to be a horrific car crash. And yeah, the strange thing is, it's dressed up. It doesn't look necessarily cheap until you get to, was it Gary from Neurotic who called this Cheeto Galadriel? and the strong and female black dwarves and female orcs. And accordingly, you can see the dislike bar there. We've got the underestimation of the YouTube dislike feature, which was removed to protect small creators like the White House, and you can see the backlash is incredibly strong. I remember one of the producers...
97,000 dislikes.
I'm not shocked. One of the producers did say that we need a global audience for this because it cost them £1 billion to make, and that's not going to happen, is it? So if we go to the next one, we can see how exactly the audience has been responding to Sauron. Oh, the tweet was deleted by the author. That's disappointing. But it was the image of Sauron, and it's his rings are ready, virtue weak, armor's heavy, there's deception in his soul already, Morgoth spaghetti. And if you look at the comments section on the actual video, it's just full of people saying he looks like Eminem.
Yeah, because he does.
Yeah. It's just frankly embarrassing to have your main Dark
Teenage
Lord villain
Eminem
from bloody 8 Mile. So if we go to the next one, here's everything we know about the Rings of Power so far. It's based only on the incomplete appendices of the vague Second Age, a story that Tolkien said we don't even really need to tell. So I'm glad that Amazon are dipping their fingers in this and polluting
the
lore. I was
like, we'll have that one, please.
Exactly, yeah. Well, they paid so much for the rights, and it turns out that they didn't really get what they bargained for.
Right.
So they thought, we're just going to poison the well as we go. It means we actually might end with we see the formation of Gondor and Arnor and the last battle of men and elves, even though apparently, spoiler, Celebrimbor, who's meant to be in this, is dead. And so Galadriel takes the warrior role.
Right, okay.
But one of the showrunners said, oh, the internet hasn't realised it's not her armour. And it's like, yeah, well, the problem is it's not her armour. That's fine. But we're kind of annoyed by the fact that you've taken the ethereal elven queen and made a Joan of Arc.
This is like when Yoda pulled out a lightsaber. It's like, no, this is the wrong character. For this character is meant to be about wisdom and grace, not about warrior, you know, vitality.
As a kid, I loved it. growing up, it is ridiculous to see a 900-year-old frogman doing backflips against Christopher Lee.
It profanes what the character is meant to be about. I won't go on.
That's fine. Well, speaking of profaning, I don't really trust the actual people that are making this, because in this article it says, Jurassic World's Fallen Kingdom director handles the first two episodes. The Wheel of Time and Doctor Who's Wayne Chi Yip handles another four episodes. And The Witch's Charlotte Brandstorm directs the last two. So a star stellar cast of ruining franchises there. And speaking of the money they spent on this, can we go to the next one, please? Just to see the Numenoreans, who look like a high school nativity play.
They literally look like cosplayers.
Someone compared it to community theatre.
It's a medieval fair.
Genuinely embarrassing. They look like characters out of the Holy Grail. I'm wondering which of these three rulers are the Nazgul, because, as confirmed, three of them were Numenoreans, and I wonder if the strong and stunning, brave black woman there, who... I mean, I don't think there even was a Queen of Numenor, according to the lore that I've read, but...
Who cares?
There you go.
What difference does it make?
Yes, well, the two showrunners who were notorious for being part of Bad Robot and directed the last Star Trek film, they said, we did not have the resume that might make a studio head think we were the natural choice for this. That's saying a lot. We went up for it, basically saying, we'll leave everything on the field and see what happens. The diversity of the cast has also been scrutinized. For the first time, Middle-earth will be populated by multiple actors of color, including those playing dwarves, elves, and more. It's a decision that's been key to the show's DNA from the start. And Idai Robinson says that to complain about diversity would to be go against the very spirit of the source material, because Tolkien was a modern leftist. Tolkien explores many themes, but one of them is the idea that people of different ethnicities, backgrounds, and walks of life all come together for a common cause. For me, personally, as a viewer, I would have the expectation that the show would reflect the real world as well as the world I would aspire it to be.
Why would I want The Lord of the Rings to reflect the real world?
Well, I will steelman her point slightly, in that, yes, there was an alliance of men of varying ethnicities.
Yeah, men and elves and dwarves.
They were Haradrim and the Easterlings that helped out Sauron.
That's a good point. That's true, isn't it? Because the men of the West are all of the same ethnicity, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very
different
good point.
Different cultures, but the same ethnicity. And it actually does confuse me as to why they wouldn't, in perhaps even a sympathetic fashion, show the lives of those people. But no, instead, let's make elves and dwarves black.
Yeah.
As if there was some sort of melanin holocaust that happened between here and the actual films.
Well, that is the implication that comes about from the fact that it's not very racially diverse in the latter films. The earlier films, which are a latter stage of the timeline.
And it's also staggering they can claim this when Tolkien, a literal quote is, I would resent any perversion of my characters. Because that was a quote from his letter about when they were going to do an early film treatment of it.
So Tolkien is in the afterlife resenting this deeply.
He is. If we attached a generator to his grave, we'd have renewable energy. So if we move on to next, the fancy property has been perverted. This just incredible looking still photo from the House of Dragons. And there's so
is this
much
a Game
wrong
of
with
Thrones
this.
Thing?
This is a prequel about the Targaryens. If you'd like to just scroll through, John, while it's happening, and I'm waiting for Carl to see the image that's just iconic. At the center of this story is Darcy Rhaenyra, whom the producer says is the most important role in the show. Before Darcy, who uses they-them pronouns, could wrap their head around Rhaenyra, they had to figure out how to throw together a makeshift wig. Darcy sees Rhaenyra as pushing at the edges of womanhood. They explain how she's obsessed with masculinity, equating maleness to freedom. So let's get ready to witness her story, shall we? They are central female characters who are at once credited and also blamed with this particular war that's central to the plot. Because history is written by men, we were really interested in the dynamic forces that a certain medieval level of innate chauvinism puts on these two women. As part of the Targaryens. Effectively, it's about the disillusionment of the patriarchy, of this system that has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. The problem with the Targaryens is, of course, they inbreed, so they're all going to look the same. But they've tackled this. If we just keep scrolling, John, until we see the stunning and brave Targaryen that we'll point out shortly.
I mean, they all look fairly Targaryen at this point.
Well, we'll get there, don't you worry. There we go.
That's a Targaryen.
That's a Targaryen.
Right.
Yes, he's a king. With the exception of a few, including Rhaenyrus as a Targaryen, and the Valyrians of the show are reimagined from the books as wealthy black rulers, capital B black, marketed by flowing silver dreads, which addresses another criticism of the Game of Thrones, the overwhelming whiteness of Westeros.
But they're an inbred family.
Yeah, so if he enters the line somehow, how many generations is it going to take to
But how did he enter the line?
That's an amazing question.
Who's his father and mother?
Well, I think their implication is that this man is from a foreign kingdom.
Oh,
but
right,
then he's okay. going to marry into the Targaryen family.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's possible, you know.
Yes, but then how many people down the line in the Targaryen family?
Who knows?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I don't think it's very well added up. Yeah. The best part is it was very important for Miguel and I to create a show that was not just a bunch of white people on screen. We wanted to find a way to put diversity in the show.
Sorry to interrupt. It's very important to us that you know that we just really hate white people. You know, yeah. We're just so sick of white people. So, oh, thanks for telling me. I appreciate that. Because that, you know, it's a good indicator of what I should and shouldn't watch.
But they didn't want their anti-white hatred to feel like an afterthought or, at worst, tokenism.
So, it's not token anti-white hatred. We're not just performatively saying
it. No, we really mean it.
Because we know you hate white people. This is a really deep-seated feeling that we held.
Well, I think they're going to be outshone by an authentically black narrative in the next link, which is the trailer for Wakanda Forever, which has no woman, no cry.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, it's a slowed-down remix of it. And, of course, it's because the MCU is now entirely matriarchal.
Yeah.
Well, they have... Okoye, they have the Queen, they have Shuri, they've introduced Riri Williams. I don't know if you're familiar with this character.
Not offhand.
A 14-year-old black female takes over from Iron Man and becomes Ironheart.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, she's American, so God knows why she's in Wakanda.
Well, I mean, Iron Man was a white man.
Exactly.
So, don't need him.
The hilarious thing is they're creating this sort of black Uma because they're just absorbing an African-American into Wakanda forever. The most ridiculous part is, though, the main antagonist, I suppose you could say, with this image here of the water baby, is Namor. And he's actually the first Marvel Comics character, Namor the Submariner. From 1939, he was in Marvel Comics number 1, and he's half Atlantean and half Scottish. But they've reimagined him here, as you can see with all the white men that are plundering the depths of the ocean, as a lost Aztec king.
Oh.
And so
defending the ocean against the white man.
Exactly. And he goes to war against Wakanda. But my fear... I suppose my prediction is that, of course, the oppressed communities realize it's actually a false flag attack.
Right.
And they're going to fight the US government together. And it's going to become just another sympathetic villain who wants a race war like the first one.
Heroic.
Yes. But obviously, a lot of people are going to turn around and say, oh, there's a racial political element to this. Well
explicitly, yes.
Yes. But there was actually a racial political element to the original one. Well, it's just not the one they think. So in this, he's Native American, as you can see. But if we skip over to the next link here... the original one, this is the original comic page. Right. It's really poor quality because of the scan. But originally he was half Scottish, and the racial element came from the fact that his people, who are blue, were being oppressed by the surface dwellers.
Right.
Not because they were necessarily white. But of course, combining this with Black Panther, this is going to take a very overtly anti-Western, anti-American overtone. And so we can look forward to that. But if you're getting cynical about Black Kingdoms... not being represented authentically on screen, we can go to the greatest historical drama. Bow down to the most exceptional female warrior to ever live. See The Woman King rise exclusively in movie theaters. And this is Viola Davis and John Boyega's new film, which I think we should just flood the screenings of, very much like the Gentle Minions trend, because it's going to be incredible.
Make sure you're wearing your best suits, lad, when you turn up to watch The Woman King.
What was the garb that Nancy Pelosi in that war when they were kneeling for George Floyd. Pan-African cloth, and it turns out they were a slave-owning tribe. Well, so were these guys, of course, as you covered
before. That's who the Dahomey are, yeah.
Yes, King Gezo of Benin. There was a direct quote, actually. He said, "The slave trade have been the ruling principle of my people. It is the source of their glory and wealth. Their songs celebrate the victories, and the mother lulls the child to sleep with notes of the triumph over an enemy reduced to slavery." And when the British actually asked him to end the slave trade and child sacrifice, he said no. But also, the most hilarious part of this self-own is it says, "Bow down to the most exceptional female warrior to ever live." I'm just going to read this. "In the two Franco-Dahomeyan wars, one battle saw the Amazons decisively crushed with several hundred Dahomey troops being gunned down. Reportedly, 129 Dahomey were killed in melee combat within the French lines. And in battle two, the bulk of the Amazon corps were wiped out only in a matter of hours in hand-to-hand combat after the French engaged them with a bayonet charge. The Dahomey lost 86 regulars and 417 Dahomey Amazons, with nearly all of those deaths being inflicted by bayonets. The French only lost 6 soldiers." So they were decisively annihilated, but this is apparently going to be Black 300.
I can't wait. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to all of these films, to be honest. Well, there's a lot to hate watch coming up.
That's the shame about it, though. If you told me a couple of years ago there's going to be a Halo series, an Obi-Wan Kenobi series, a Lord of the Rings series, and a Batman film all in one year, I would have cried with joy.
Yeah, when you were starry-eyed and innocent.
Yeah, and now I'm just furious or apathetic. But at least we can look forward to one last thing. It's a brand new Captain America film.
Oh, good.
New World Order. I'm Joe Biden, and I support the Marvel Universe.
You know what, right? So I am way beyond trying to have any emotional attachment to any of this at this point. You know, because, I mean, like, you know, a few years ago, I'd have been like, well, you know, this new Lord of the Rings should have been done this way. This new Game of Thrones should have been done that way. At this point, I'm like, no, let them burn their piles of money. Let them produce the worst crap that they can think of and keep churning out and put the message into everyone's faces all the time and make it as, like what is Marvel now if it's not just racial propaganda, like, constantly? Like, all of this is, like, you know, racialized. This is the issue they talk about all the time. Race, race, race. It's like, okay, well, fine. I hate it. You know, I hate talking about race. But, like, okay, if that's all you guys want to do, I'm just going to laugh. Like, I see this as being, like, the product of an evil spirit that's taken over the, you know, Hollywood.
It's only going to get worse, because despite Eric July disproving that the X-Men is not a racial analogue, and Stan Lee's own note saying it wasn't anything to do with the civil rights era, I just thought it's mutants is an interesting way to give powers.
Yes.
They are retconning the X-Men's name as being the mutants, because they don't want men in there. And they're also looking to cast a black person as Magneto and update it rather than the Holocaust for the civil rights struggle, because of course... The civil rights protests were, as an order of magnitude, identical to the Holocaust.
But this is what I mean. Like, none of this is authentic. This is obviously something evil that is trying to destroy the thing you loved. And so it's like, look, the thing you loved, it exists. You know, you can go back and watch the old films. This is not a continuity of these things. This is a break from these things. And I think you should see it in that light. It's just, you know, let it go. You know, once you liberate yourself from caring about, like, what they produce with the facade of having the name on it, okay, you can have the name. Who cares? The name's dead now. You know, like, no, I don't care about any of these things. So I'm just enjoying just how bad they are. Keep making them terrible. Keep failing.
At this point, art is just a form of accelerationism. I encourage everyone else to take it as if they would their favorite comic books, like I have, and give themselves their own fan fiction cutoff point in the continuity.
Yeah.
Remove your hand from the Palantir and stop giving the money to the people that hate you.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast or the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series, this one on the Anglo-Japanese timeline. If you want to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.